Have you ever seen a little speck of something on your computer screen and you couldn't rub it off with your finger? Well, today we're going to talk about the easiest way to check your computer or a computer you're thinking about purchasing for dead pixels.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I am Scott Johnson, and I've been doing computer repair and personal computer instruction since 1999. I offer a 30-point computer tune-up that I can do remotely so we can get your computer optimized and secured no matter where you're located. I just call you on the phone, then you just sit back and watch me work. You can get all the details for that at computertutorflorida.com/tune. What I like to do is take computer issues that seem like they could be complicated and make them simple. And that's what we're doing today. One of the most dangerous things about buying a used laptop or a used computer monitor is that it might have a dead pixel or several dead pixels in the display. Now, if you're not familiar with what a pixel is, it's one of those teeny tiny dots that make up your computer screen. When you see a picture on your screen, that picture is actually made up of thousands or even millions of pixels, and each one of them is firing the right color at the right time to produce that picture that you're looking at. But what happens sometimes is that a pixel can die, so it doesn't display any colors. Usually it just turns into a tiny black dot. And it's black because it's not putting out any light at all. This can happen to just one single pixel, even though it's surrounded by other pixels that are working fine. Or it can happen to several pixels. So what causes a pixel to die? Well, it could be a bunch of things. The screen could get poked by something sharp, or you could even just push on the screen a little too hard with your finger. Or it could get dropped, or it could even be just a speck of dust that got in there and messed it up. But whatever the reason, if the screen has a dead pixel, it's something you want to know about before you buy a used computer. For some people, a single dead pixel is not a deal breaker. Other people wouldn't even consider buying a screen with a dead pixel. So for a long time, I've had my own way of checking a computer screen for dead pixels. What I would do is I would click to personalize the screen. That's right from the desktop. Click on personalize and then change the background to all white. Then I would have the give the instruction for the desktop area to hide all the icons. So once I had those settings in place, I would have a mostly white screen so I could check for any dark specks that could be dead pixels. But there's definitely a much easier way to do this now, as I've just recently discovered. There's a website that's designed specifically for this purpose. The website is doihaveadeadpixel.com. Just go to that website and you'll see you can choose to turn the screen background a few different colors. I like to click on white. Then I hit the F11 key on the keyboard. And what this does is it makes the browser go full screen with no toolbars or anything, so you can see every pixel on the display. I just put on my reading glasses, look all over the screen, and when I'm done, I just hit the F11 key again, which brings it back to normal operation. This is actually a good thing to check, even if you just bought a brand new computer. And here's why. A lot of the manufacturers of laptops and monitors consider a few dead pixels to be within acceptable guidelines. So that means if your computer has a one-year warranty against any hardware problems, and 6 months after you buy it, you report that it has a dead pixel, you might not be able to get it fixed under warranty. But if you go into Best Buy and get a new laptop, get it home and see that it has a bad pixel, you've got 15 days from the date of purchase that allows you to just bring it back in and exchange it or get a full refund of the purchase price. That's not under warranty. That's just their return policy. So that's why you want to check this right off the bat when you buy a new computer. And if nothing else, try it out on your own computer right now. Again, the website is doihaveadeadpixel.com. And you can read about it over at my website, which is computertutorflorida.com/039. Couple of emails I wanted to mention. Charday wrote in about last week's podcast episode about the people making money off all the fake images on Facebook, And she said, I listened to today's podcast on the Stitcher Radio app about Facebook, and wow, I never knew that about clicking like on a page that these people get paid off on shares and likes. Thank you so much. I will never do that again. Thanks, Sharday. And also, Bob wrote in to say, hey, Scott, I meant to say thanks for the user account control tip. As far as Facebook goes, totally aware of the like thing. What really bothers me is on Facebook is the increase in ads. Most notably, when I click on notifications to see a reply to a post, there's a big fat ad that gets in the way, and often you can't scroll down to the comments, and you have to open that notification again to get a scroll bar. Very aggravating. Well, Bob, that is very true. It is very aggravating, but hey, that's Facebook. Now, I have a question for you. Do you find this podcast informative, entertaining? Perhaps you find my tips to be, shall we say, unencumbered by the thought process. Well, whatever the case, I would really deeply appreciate it if you would go over to iTunes and give me a rating and a sentence or two in a review. It really helps out a lot to get my podcast found more easily out of all the other many podcasts that are listed there. In iTunes, just search on Computer Tutor and you'll find this podcast. And thank you very much. I would also love to hear from you. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 anytime, night or day, and leave me a message. So that's going to do it for this week. I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.